some of the afternoon chaburah. So one suggestion is to start a chabur in Alei Shor. So that, for me, the best time usually is at the end of the second Seder in the 6 o'clock area, on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. This week I have a wedding on Tuesday and Wednesday night, so I won't be here that late, so we can make it maybe an earlier time. So in terms of Alei Shor, to speak to Shai to figure out when the best time is. Is there somebody else? Other chaburas, whether it's in Nefesh HaChayim or this one, if you have interest in it, that feel that I'm. Okay, good. But that learning in a smaller chabur will give us a chance to spend more time together. So we look at the sugya of dismantling or taking apart Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara introduces Omar Rav Chisda, Leilister Inish Beiknishta Adaboni Beiknishta Achrise, Gimel Med Beis. There's a Takana de Rabbanon, apparently. And apparently there was a reason to take down the first shul. So Chazal made a din that you have to have the second shul up before we take this first shul down. Ikad ha'amir mishum pshiusa v'ikad ha'amir mishum tzluye. So why did Chazal make this din? An inconvenience. So Gemara says, Machloikas, what was the reason for this din de Rabbanon? So Rashi interprets, Pshiusa dilma misrame oines upashi b'loi bonu achrise. And Mishum Tzluye calls the mana binyan. So Rashi says, one explanation for the din de Rabbanon was Chazal were afraid things come up. Things come up, we may not get around to build a second base division, and we don't a second base HaKnesses. We don't have a base HaKnesses. Dilma pshu mishum pshu. Chazal said this make halachas mishum pshu. Chazal said we shouldn't eat before we daven because we end up getting too involved in our davening. Shouldn't even learn before davening. So, in addition to his reason, makdim le mitzvahs. So according to Rashi, pshus over here is that Chazal were afraid that thing, and the Gemara goes on to explain things can correctly come up. Now there could be a din that we have all this money put aside, and then there's a din of pinyan shvuyim, so mechuyev to give the money. So that's not necessarily. I'm not sure it's a pshia. That's how it could be the psak din. It happened. I don't know, 67 or 73. I think, I heard this not firsthand. But the legend is, but I think there is certainly truth to this, that Rabbi Riskin had already raised a lot of money for a new building in the city. And I don't know if, I think it was 73, I think. The war broke out. And they made an executive decision to send the money to Eretz Yisrael, help the war effort. So the Gemara says that things can happen. So one cannot, even though it'll be the right thing to do, b'shata. Right? In other words, we did the right thing. We collected the money and sent the money off. So where do we go wrong? We went wrong in taking apart the shul and creating that exposure. But we can't be sure there's going to be another shul until the other shul's up. So we can't hold this, we can't create that exposure. That was the pshia. The Gemara says that was one. The other hesber is because where are they going to daven while they're building. How can you not have a base of Knesset? So Rashi says, Dilma Misrami Oynes, Upashi Beloiboni Achrisa. Dilma Misrami Oynes, something beyond their control will happen. Upshoi, and then they'll be negligent. Loiboni Achrisa. Then they'll have been negligent in creating that this exposure. Mishum Tsluye calls Manabinyan. Right? Pshu says we are afraid of a long term concern. You want to have a shul. What about the short term concern? That what's the lashon? Calls Mishum Tsluye. They won't down with a minion. And they'll down with a minion down in the base of Knesset. What's Mishum Tsluye? We have to assume, without any more explanation, that they won't daven in the Beis HaKnesses. So apparently there is a downside in building the second shul before we dismantle the first shul. Right? Apparently there might be a cost involved. So Chazal say that we have to. They don't say how far you have to go in sustaining this cost. Right? Lachor means you have to have a second site. So Chazal didn't explain what's the shear. How far does a shul have to go? Does a shul have to have a? If a shul has a temporary place for davening, is that good enough? Or does the shul have to have an alternate permanent place to daven? Right? Let's say the shul says we can't afford a second site, but we have five different basements that people can daven in. So there's in the Hadminyanim. There won't be Beroyv Amhadras Melech, and there won't be davening in the basic Knesset, Shulchan Aruch says. Person has to be mishtadel to daven a basic Knesset. So we're not going to have that. Right? So how far do you have to go in having a second site and having a shul available? The first mandama would say let's say we have a situation where, so we have these five basements. We don't have another shul available to us. Let's say a situation, right? Let's say we have a situation where there's another shul in the neighborhood, and they can't absorb the whole membership of this shul. But they'll say for a year, we'll work it out. For a year, while you're building your shul, we'll daven at our shul. We'll daven at 8 o'clock. You'll daven at 9 o'clock. At 7:30 or 9:30. Okay. Well, I can't do it for a long bed. No, but for the next year, then of our mitzvahs, you can do it for the next year. So. From the perspective of Pshia, we're not covered. Because if some Pshia happens, comes a year, that shul is saying, sorry, we can't ask him all about the daven at 7:30, 9:30. We have our mitzvahs coming up, we have simchas coming up. So we should Pshia, so we have the exposure. But from the perspective of Tzluye B'Shas Binyan, we're covered. Right? So the Gemara says that it's a machlekes. What was the ikav beinayu? It is a machlekes. In other words, remember on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara had two different explanations for how we can Ravashi in the previous mandah. How can we establish certainty that we're going to build this wall? So the Gemara had two terutzim, kinyan chazaka or kinyan suda with bir makarnis. So There was no Ika Beinayo. The Gemara didn't ask what's the Nafka Mina. That's why some Rishonim said that they both agree. Read the Gemara, says Ika Beinayo. There's a Machlokes. There is a Nafka Mina Ladina. The Ika Beiknishna Achrin Achrise. Because there's another shul. So if there's another shul, so then, how does that, then, if there's another shul, then doesn't that take care of both stadim? Why is Ika Beiknishna Achrise Nafka Mina? No?
Because if you have, if you're comfortable in that other shul and you have another shul of davening, so you may keep on pushing it off and not being, you're not so, you know, careful or concerned to actually rebuild the old one, so that continues to be not rebuilt. I mean, in the case where Rebbe gave before,
right,
that you have a shul to davening for a year, so maybe that would be different because you are pressured for a year to, you know, build the wall, because you only have this for a year, so you'll daven, but at the same time you're...
So you're saying Ika b'knishna achrisa is a nafkamina that if you hold mishum pshiusa, so the b'knishna achrisa is not going to help. And if you hold mishum tsuya, then the b'knishna will help. If you hold mishum pshiusa, you have another shul to davenin. So I wanted this shul back up.
It sounds like that is the issue with destroying the first shul. That the issue with destroying the shul is that we shouldn't destroy a shul unless we have plans of either rebuilding it or building a new one. So that we shouldn't just be just breaking down shuls. So that would, right. So that would, so that wouldn't help the Pshia situation. But if it's such a concern that we're not going to have somewhere else to daven, then it solves that problem.
So you're saying that the nafkamina is that there's an essential that the two different reasons point out to looking at the Issur Darbanan in an essentially different way. Is the Issur Darbanan there that we won't have a place to daven with the full support of it, we won't be able to makayim the mitzvah of davening beveis haknesses, or is the concern that we have a place of kedusha, so we don't dismantle a place of kedusha, right? If mishum pshiusa, the gemara is saying the nafkamina would be mishum pshiusa means we can accommodate them. They'll end up davening in a shul. They'll end up davening b'roi b'hanus melech, maybe bigger, right? They'll be b'beis haknesses. They'll have minyanim, but can't take apart a shul. Welcome shul kedusha, place of davening. Right. So again, so the Gemara says, so when you get to Ika Beinayu, so then you understand that the nafkamina between pshiusa and mokum tsluya really means that the din derabbanon of leilister inish bekedusha. They were arguing what was Chazal's concern. Were Chazal's concern that we are reducing a beis haknesses, a mokum shel kedusha, or was Chazal's concern that in the meantime we won't be able to daven with the full effectiveness of davening? So the second Banda Omar is saying something that people have a hard time absorbing, that if in the next 6 months our davening won't be the way it's supposed to be, basic nesis and minyan, so then bereivam, then it's not worth having a larger, better, newer shul. So what's the shear? 6 months, 2 months, one shmein esrei. What's the shear of when we say, okay, we can we'll miss davening with the basic Knesses for X amount of time? How many Shmon Esrays? How much davening? How much Shabbat? What's the shear? Right? But that's, we have to figure this out. The other man, Domer, is saying, look, if there's a chance that you may not end up having another shul, You can't dismantle a shul if there's a chance he won't build it again. You can't take a chance like that. Alright? So again, so the first one mandamer is saying that you cannot dismantle a shul if that means that for some period of time people will be done without a shul. You have to remind you that. And the other, and it's really a halach in hilchos tefillah. So to figure out how far do we go? Right? We know that to daven with a minyan, how much you have to matrich daven with a minyan? What's the shear? You have to know this. Halacha l'maisa. No?
4 mil.
Right. Right? If it means, if you're on, let's say you're traveling, and you want to daven mincha, but if you keep on traveling in the same direction, so you'll be able to daven with the minyan, so then you have to be willing to go 4 milin.
Not time, though. Not just
right? Well, correct. It is a time. Right. It's time, yeah. If on the other hand, it means you have to go backtrack, you're on your way, and then you realize that you have to daven shachar, to daven mincha. They realize there's a shul that you pass by. So how far do you have to backtrack? So halacha is when it's not an inconvenience, it's on your way, and it's an inconvenience of having to change your schedule. So then 4 minutes is 72 minutes, right? On the other hand, if it's that you're going to Zehefsin, I'm gonna be late. I'm gonna have to go back and forwards. So then I have to be willing to go out of my way 18 for 1 mil. That's 36. 1 mil is 18 minutes. That's 36 minutes. So I have a cheshbon. Right now, I'm the nearest shul is 18 minutes. Right? So the nearest shul is 18 minutes. So then I have to go to the Naftan Mukhid Dab with a minyan. If the nearest shul is 18 minutes, means 36 minutes. Right? It's going to cost me 36 minutes. You have to have a minyan. That's a din d'rabbanan. If it's more than 36 minutes, then chazal machayim
min d'rabbanan.
Is it both
18 minutes? Is that 9 there, 9 back? Or
no.
Is it full 36?
18, 18, 18. 36. 1 mil. 1 mil out of your way. Right? What happens if I'm with my wife? So I have to be willing to do 36 minutes. So I don't know how to be mishar. What is her obligation? Right? In other words, she's also going to lose 36 minutes. She's going to sit in the car while I'm davening. So what's the... I'm not sure to work that out. She's not mechuyev to lose that time for my minyan. When you date, you have to date women who are willing to give up 36 minutes for a call gadol b'ishus. That a woman who says, I don't know, I'm not giving up 36 minutes for your... next one and done, or the next one, right? My own experience, I'll tell you. So I don't think you should daven on a date, though. That's not such a good thing. So this is a shear of how much I have to be willing to extend myself for a minyan. L'chayra, there should be some shear for base knesses also. Right? I'm not sure exactly if it's the same or not. In other words, there's a minyan on my block. So, but the shul is 5 minutes away. So l'chara I should daven in the shul. Shulchan Aruch says, "Let me start on this all basic nesses." Right? If the minyan on the block needs my, there's a guy who needs a minyan. He can't make it to shul, so there's a chesed I can do from the joint to help make a minyan. But the minyan on my block has 10 people. They have 11, they have 12, so I can go to the bathroom, they have 12, make it easy for them. But then, how much I have to put out, how much I have to change my schedule? In order to have to be willing to, so for a minyan it's clear, I have to go out of my way 36 minutes. For basic knesset, I'm not sure if it's the same din. I don't know. It's in the same sif in Shulchan Aruch, lo mishtadel. But it's a different din, minyan and basic knesset. Both the halachas and kabbalahs, because Baruch Hu makabal the tefillahs more in a shul. And more for a minion. So it's probably an Eitz HaTorah. I mean, it's a chazal say leishtadl. It's a chazal mesakin to do it. So over here, people are not. How do you transfer that din? How far do I have to go in assuring that we're not going to miss a tefillah bebeis haknesses? To have to, I can't dismantle the shul if people will be. That means if people lose one minyan. I want to improve the heating of the shul. Heating's decent. I want to make it better. Air conditioning. But I have to shut down the shul for that. So I can't shut it down if they'll lose one tefillah b'tzibur, b'beis knesses. What's the din? So the Gemara says, Ika b'inayu. One understanding of this din, the Rabbanan, is that the tzibur cannot be mevatel the tzibur from davening basic nesses. What's the price tag on that? So the Gemara says, price tag? A new building? Can't have a new building? How many minyanim? Have to figure it out. That's not the concern of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, apparently, if you're going to build a new shul, so then it is okay temporarily to lose tefillah b'beis haknesses. Also, how long? How many tefillah b'beis haknesses? But you can't create an exposure. You can't create a possibility that there won't be any shul over here. You plan to have the money for that shul. What goes on? We'll see. But you can't create that suffix. That's the 2 days over here. Then, when you learn the Muki Yosef, says differently. Muki Yosef says, we're not afraid they're not going to build a shul, but we're afraid they're going to end up getting delayed in building a shul. They will raise the money again. So the Muki Yosef says, apparently, that while they're building the shul, so we don't have to be worried about the missing minyana, missing tefillah b'beis haknesses, right? But we have to be afraid that there'll be a delay in rebuilding the shul. Right? That seems to be, if you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom on the page, Rabbeinu Gershom says, Mishum tzluye, delay ha'melu duchde letzluye ad sheyasek bebinyan. They don't have a place to daven. They're not going to daven with minyan. Mishum psiusa dilma mitrid bishar mile v'loy bonile. They're not here. We're afraid that it's like Rashi. They're not going to build it all together. So the Gemara says. Now the Gemara goes on. What happened? You lost the whole thing. All the shy's work. It's not good. It goes fast. Mine is much slower. The Omer of Chizda. No, sorry. Omer of Ravina of Ravashi. Govu Zuze Yomachte Mai. What happens if they already collected the money? The money's in the bank. So I don't have to be afraid of them. So that should be a nafka mina. Gemara says no. Why is that? Ma'omale dilma misrami lupidyan shvuya miyavala shriga yavalu. That we still have to be concerned that they won't end up building. According to Rashi, they won't end up building ever. Mukayasev, it'll be delayed. So we have to be, but there's no shvuyim right now. Dilma, maybe. We have to be afraid of that. Gemara says, Hiku de Amre. When I skipped it, no, I'm sorry, I skipped. Reimar Marzutra. Sorry. Sasre ubone bekaita besifta bone besifta bekaita. Come back to that. The Gemara says, Omar lemis. What about Shrige Libne? Vahodr Hudme or Machti Kashuri by Amali Zimnin de Misrami Lu Pidyan Shvuyim. Mizavne Viyomulu. The Gemara says, Ihochi Afilu Bonu Nami. So what we have at Beis HaKnesses, why are we afraid that even if you have a new Beis HaKnesses, why are we afraid that there'll be pidyon shvuyim? We'll have to sell the shul for pidyon shvuyim. So Gemara says, no, we're not mechuyev to sell the shul for pidyon shvuyim. What's the shear? I'm not mechuyev to sell my house for pidyon shvuyim. That's as far as it goes. V'loy Omron. V'loy Omron elad lechozu ba tiyua. Amul chozu ba tiyua sasri ubani. The Gemara says that it is, what's a tiyua? Cracks means what?
Structural.
What's that?
Structural
deficiency. So structurally problem. Why is, so therefore, what's this shear?
That's the assumption.
The what? The what?
You can't use it in the first place.
In other words, there is a... We're afraid that it'll fall down. Right? Sheyu mezuman lipo. So Akiva is saying you shouldn't be there bachlal. So if you're afraid it's going to fall down, so you shouldn't be there bachlal, so then Chazal didn't make any iser. Right? That's clear. There's no iser, there's no din... that I have to keep a shul up that I can't use for davening. But if chazit you means, what's the other pshat? And the Rishonim, chazit you.
Is it possible that it's like uncomfortable to daven there?
That the sum is, it's right, that it's letting the rain in, so it's not comfortable to daven. Right, you look at the Meir Gershom, so then that changes the whole din, right? If you learn like Rashi that your faith is going to fall, l'chari, that doesn't change the din b'chlal. L'chari, it's a question why they might even say it. If I can't use the shul, elamai must be that the engineer gives me a year or something. Right, he says. He gives you time. You don't have to take it apart right now. But it's on its way. Right? So in that situation, then Chazal will say, if it's on its way, l'chayra, if it means that it's like Akiva saying, the way that I would read it first, that I can't go in there right now. There should be a sign on top says, DOH that you can't go in. Right, so then l'chari, then I don't need a gemara to say that in this case you can dismantle the shul. I can't use shul b'chalal anyways. So it must mean that the DOH gives it. We don't know exactly. Eventually, you're going to end up losing the shul. You end up it's going to end up crumbling. Right, there's going to be a time. So you don't have to wait till. So then the gemara is saying maybe I should say, no, wait till it happens, because. Right now we can daven with a minyan. Right now I have a shul. I can't create the exposure. I'm not going to have a shul later on. No. Then Chazal say that that's reason enough to take apart the shul right now. If you're taking apart the shul because it's uncomfortable, because it's getting wet, whatever, it's not the best place to daven. So then you should follow the din to have the new shul up before. And other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say, tiyua means, right now it's uncomfortable. We have to fix the place right now. We have to fix the place if we're building a shul for luxury reasons. you're building your shul because you want to have a more comfortable shul, a nicer shul, larger shul, more light coming in, all nice, all good reasons. Then Chazal say, I have the other shul at first. But if I'm fixing the shul because I want to make the shul a better shul, so then this shul, this building into a better building, because there are deficiencies, so then there's no din. Then Chazal didn't address that situation. They only said, Leilister Beis Knesses, if this shul is fully functioning. Ibayis Gemara says, if that's the case, how could Baba Ben Buta tell Hordas to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? I goes against Rav Chisda's din of a Beis HaKnesses, right? So the Gemara says, Hordas, Baba Buddha told Hordas he should dismantle the base of Migdash and rebuild another base of Migdash. The Gemara says that, what's the Easter in dismantling a base of Migdash? Rav Chisda's din of dismantling a Beis HaKnesses. The din that we're going to call upon to evaluate whether we can dismantle a Beis HaMikdash is Rav Chisda's din of dismantling a shul. The Gemara says the same rules apply. Elamai, so why, how could Baba Ben Butu do it? Either because Chazi Tiyua, And therefore, in this case, Rav Chisda didn't give such a din, or because this is the one case, is no pshiyusa. Right? L'chayre, if the reason was because of bitul tsluyim, so we say the answer must be tiyua. And if the reason pshiyusa, then the answer must be there's no pshiyusa. The Gemara says, but there's a story. We skipped the story. Well, the two stories. One is Rav Ashi, and the other is Rav Ashi is more of a din of how he kihod Rav Ashi chaz beit yua biknishta the masa machsia sasri va'ayle puri yasam play afkad the miskin leshvicha. So Rav Ashi, there was a tiyua in the Beis HaKnesses there. So he took it apart. All right? Now, so what did he do? What's the significance of this story? So he moved into the shul, Rav Ashi, which is a good ador. So what's the point of the story? Rav Ashi moved in because he knew that Rav Ashi is in the he's on site. We're gonna right, Rav Ashi's on site. Sometimes shuls, public buildings get, even private houses, they slow down construction. Okay? Public buildings for sure get construction slowed down. Right? So now, Rav Ashi said, what was Rav Ashi doing? What did he want to accomplish? No? Avraham?
Avraham Shusa.
Right? In other words, so why wasn't he worried about Tzluye? No.
There was another
basic
mess around something. Which
is
what he wasn't holding that
sheet. So either Rav Ashi wasn't held at the consumer's pshusa, but then there's a chiddush. Right, there's a chiddush. Because then Rav Ashi is saying that if I figure out a way that there shouldn't be pshusa, then I don't have to worry about it.
William, also in stomach, he doesn't need a reason because
the
Gemara just said,
Lomar Nelech Lufazi Betiua. Right, so Lachara, Rashi didn't, Rashi held with Tiua. Right, either, according to Rashi, the building was going to fall down, or it wasn't a fully functional building. So it was mutter to take a building apart. No, if that's the case, what's Rashi doing with the, why is he moving in?
Just wants it to be probably like, I mean, it could be back to the conversation we were having before about, you know, what how are we magdir, how like how long we have to be out, how long we can be out outside of Beis HaKnesses or whatever. So Rav Ashi wants to encourage them to kind of be zoras.
So he's saying Rav Ashi was just an Eitzah Tova. The story to tell us, good advice, try to, I mean, L'chaira, what Adam said before, is correct. Rav Ashi was responding to Pshiusa. I think Mar doesn't say Rav Ashi bought tents so people could be able to daven.
We don't need
Maybe
Pshiusa.
He did. I don't know.
We don't need Pshiusa. There's nothing holding you back from destroying it anyway. Because once you see Tihua, then it's...
Good. So what's the point of the story? I mean, Simon is saying just a milsa de chasidus. So we should know that what a good guy Rav Ashi was. And it's not so partial. Not so partial. Why? Because Tosfos says there was a whole. He had to give a whole shiur about this. He's sleeping in a Beis HaKnesses. It's not so partial. To move in, bread, pajamas, you know, negel vaser bowl. It's not so partial to move in. The whole community watches him, right? He's literally in a fishbowl, right? So it wasn't stam l'chayro, according to Tesis for sure, that he had to be mitchashem with the Issa sleeping in a Malkum Kaddish. So, no, what would you say?
Rabbi Gershom says that he deliberately made himself uncomfortable to make sure that he finishes up the shul, like the building the shul quicker.
Right, so again, is that a milsat the chasidus? Was that a din?
Seems
was
like
that a story? No?
Seems like a din.
He held that was part of Leilister Inish Bei Knishta. No? Ezra. We call it breakout. First time a guy speaks up in Shir. Go ahead. Yeah.
The Dei Gershon says that they wouldn't be mocking, which sounds like the first time Simon says it can be just Hashidus. It's not a
den. What's the lotion again? One second, let me see. In other words, what Aryan is was saying is that Rav Ashi was doing this to be Mazaris himself. Right? The building committee moved into the shul, and it was Bava, wasn't there? It's Israel. It was raining. So according to the way you're reading it, Kondra and Gershom, it was a milsa de chasidus, a very significant expense. Right? Who, Ephraim, would you say?
I think the Ron also said it was a milsa de chasidus, and then it was Aaron. I think Simon saw that. I think the first Simon got his idea for
it. Gotta be careful. Chirusa spills the beans. Okay, from an unauthorized source who wants to remain anonymous. Over here, the Gemara is saying that, again, in Milsa, there really is no din to be learned from a Rashi. There is no chiyuv for a person to have that kind of exposure. No? What's I was saying before, a long time ago.
Well, I was going to ask on the Rashi that we've been.
Oh, okay. Good. Simon. Shiver, okay, good. Good.
Could we say that maybe, like, I was trying to also imply this before, that maybe he's teaching us a din and how fast we need to get back into a shul. Like, not that, like, that it just gets done, but also that, because we need to be davening in a shul, and it's not, and it's, it gets teach, not as a form, maybe as a form, maybe as a chassidus, but kind of just a way of showing that, you know, we need to be davening in a shul, so, like, I'll take initiative, and I'll make sure that we're
davening
as
short
as we can.
But again, it's
a halacha
midas chasidus.
It's like a
midas chasidus
to kind of teach us
the
halacha that you need to be
davening as short. So again, there's nothing that we can conclude legame the din over here. But just as an Eitzah Tova,
right,
the building committee should move into the shul. Aryeh? Ari?
if we hold like the Nimugi Yosef, who says that we're not concerned about the shul never being built, but we're concerned about the shul being delayed, and you could learn out from the story with Ravashi that it was a din, because he's trying to prevent the delay as much as possible.
The point in Muki Yosef that Pshusa doesn't mean I'm going to never build the shul. Then you'd have to be choshish for it. But Pshusa means that we're afraid it'll get delayed. So now Rav Ashi found a way that you don't have to be choshish for that.
So it's a din.
You have to be choshish. In other words, so then, if that's the case, right? Then Rav Ashi is being megal important din to us. Then Rav Ashi is saying, right, this, that the din de Rabbanon is not a black and white din. That the din de Rabbanon is a negotiable din. Right? What does that mean? That I can find a way to decrease exposure. Let's say, Lamashal. I take a contractor and I make a significant penalty that if the building's not up by this and this time, then we don't care what it is. Pidyon Shvuyim, doesn't matter. Right? We put a... Right? Hurricanes, floods, acts of God, doesn't matter. This has got to be up by... otherwise, you have a significant penalty. So then maybe there'd be no Isim Shem Shusa. Right? So Rav Ashi, if what Ari is saying is, according to Rashi, the story of Rav Ashi is Midas Chasidus, it's a good story. Right? So we tag it onto the biography of Rav Ashi. Right? It's like an Eludik of Gemara. Right? The person should put himself in a position. Right? But according to Muki Yosef, no, Rav Ashi's teaching is an important din over here. Rav Ashi's saying is that it was mutin. However, it becomes even a bigger chinush if Ari is correct, because this Beis HaKnesset had a tiyuha, right? So then there's another chinush that even when the Beis HaKnesset has a tiyuha, so even then I have to find a way to assure that this shul get. In other words, even the tiyuha luyatzuyer, I have one contractor who will not accept a contract with a penalty for building late. And another contractor, a little bit more, but he'll accept the penalty. So if we are dismantling the shul because, not because of tiyua, so one bondomer might say, okay, you have to go with the contractor with the penalty. On the other hand, if we're dismantling the shul because of tiyua, so now, according to the Berner Gershom, I can go with the contractor who will not take a penalty, but according to Ari's interpretation, the Nimuki Yosef's and the Rav Ashi, I still have to take the contractor that will give me a penalty because I can accomplish, because that's what Rav Ashi is teaching me. Ephraim, go ahead.
Can maybe we say that the reason that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch write that right away you have to knock it down. Maybe can we say they learned from Rashi that when you knock it down, you have to start building right away, day and night, build right away, do it as fast as you can. Can we say they learned it from Rashi moving in right away the minute that you knock down Rashi moved in?
So what lashon of the Rishonim would support that? Is the Rishon has a lashon like that?
I didn't see anything. I just thought.
So if you look at.
Moved in at night, then maybe we can say that because that's why the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that you have to do it, that you have to build that basically as fast.
So I was bothered by this lashon. Mishum letzluye, lehavi leduchte letzluye ad sheyasek bebinyan. It should be lehavi leduchte letzluye ad sheyigmru was a binyan. Ad sheyasek bebinyan. So that's what I was wondering. Is there a diok over here? Is there a diok? Ad sheyigmru bebinyan, I understand. Or, so they have a place we can daven. Ad sheyasek bebinyan, unless he means until you're doing the interior. Right, so you have a place to daven. Shiyasik binyan means no, that there won't be a place to daven until we start what would be the Hezra Adavar? Hezra Adavar would be the basis for davening in a Beis HaKnesses. Why is there in a deep davening in a shul? Minyan, that's a Din Rabbanan, the Davening Masara. What's the benefit of a Beis HaKnesses, of davening a minyan with a Beis? Olam Yishtadal Odom, not Olam. Mar says in Simon Sadi, Yishtadal Odom L'Spal B'minyan Beis HaKnesses. So what's it in the Beis HaKnesses?
Aron Kodesh gives it a certain sense of Kedusha.
Sense of Kedusha. Not a bad phrase, no. What, so the Gemara in Bracha says, "V'makor mina sham tei tefila." Gemara says you should daven in a place where there is, where you said shira v'sishbachas. You said a beautiful lachadoidi. You said a halal. That's where you should have bakashas. That's Rashi's lashon, and maybe the. The Ran in Achronim you find what Simon is saying. You find the Mishnah Berurah says because it's more kedusha than Beis HaKnesses. Right? So l'chora the two ways to understand. We can track it in the Rishonim. But l'chora there's two ways to understand. The difference of Beis HaKnesses is it because when it's better to daven b'mokem shira? I have to explain it also. But l'chayra, it could be that if the tzibur is busy building a Beis HaKnesses, then to daven shaloi Beis HaKnesses is acceptable. In other words, if the pshat is that I need to daven a Beis HaKnesses because it's more kedusha, then I don't understand why atchi yaseh. But if davening Beis HaKnesses because it's more kabbalas atzfilah, because of davening b'mokim shira, so then I could understand arguing that if the tzibur is busy building a Beis HaKnesses, then their tefila does have the kabbalah of a Beis HaKnesses. They have that tzchus. I'll give you a marshal. The marshal had the, was, I think it was a marshal. Rachmana Litzlan, somebody is nifter. So Rachmana Litzlan, that happens, we make a minyan of the persons in the Beis Avel. Why? Beroyva Manus Melech, who's in the Beis Avel. You're not having a Beis HaKnesses. Had this minute, this minig. It happened. It's all over the world. Right? It's not like we never did this in Europe. No, this is all over the world. They always made a minion in the place of the Avel. You're asking everybody to daven shaloi beloi roi v'hanes melch. Kacha minig. We don't say to the Avel, you got to come and daven and shul. Unless they have a town, very far out of town. They have they get a minyan. The person is nifter. So then the practice is we're not mevatel the minyan in the shul. We can't make two minyanim. We ask the elbow to come to shul. Right. So how did this ever start? Then we ask an elbow to come to shul and tell the 10 people, 12 people that they shouldn't daven. They shouldn't have Beis HaKnesses. So l'chayra, I would suggest, is the Gemara says that we always try to do a chesed b'shas tefillah. Right? B'tzedek ech zefonecha. Gemara says that we try to the minute to give tzedakah b'shas tefillah. Because doing a ma'aseh tzedakah b'shas tefillah helps the davening. So l'chayra, one could argue, if I'm doing a chesed for the tovel, I'm giving him a minion. So I have a zuchus of being in the Beis HaKnesses. I have a zuchus of being in the Beis Avel. Okay. So it makes sense to ask 12, 15 people, give up the zuchus of being in the Beis HaKnesses, because you have another zuchus that will help the davening. Right? So same thing over here. If there's a zchus in doing the Beis HaKnesses because it helps my davening. It's a mokem shira. Okay, so we're all busy building the Beis HaKnesses. We're raising the money. We're looking at the contractors. Right. So then I can understand this gemara. But once you're oisik b'binyan, you have a zchus already. Could be. So then I'm going to say something back there. No. I'm wrong.
I don't want to take up too much time.
So where are we holding right now? Let's just look at the Yad Ramah, then we'll. Iboyilahu. Amr Rav Chizda. Leilister inish beknishna adabani beknishna achwisik dami mishum shusak dami mishum tsluya. The adhochi mochi lesa duch lesluya mai beinayu. The ikud duch lesluya. Lamanu shum fishusa avagab dusl duch lesluya nami yasser. Lamanu shum tsluya came dik duch de lesluya shapir dami. To dismantle the shum of him. The kaimalon kilishna kama. The osar. Va'afal gab the sugyan b'chula talmud m'kilishna basra shani hocha the sugyan kilishna kama kiri be'inan l'meim l'kama v'hanem milay l'mista b'knishna be'inna de regila l'tzluye bay avol be'inna de la regila l'tzluye bay can go in be'safta be'kaita u be'kaita b'sasva sasri ubani. Right, the Gemara says, we skip this one line, the Gemara says, then there was a situation where you have a summer shul and a winter shul. Right? Meimar mar umar zutra, sasre ubone bekaita besatva, ubone besaita bekaita. Meimar mar zutra, in the winter, they fixed the shul in the Hamptons. And Ubone Beis Sitva, and they fixed the shul on Long Island in the city in the summer. What's the chiddush of Meimar Mezutra? What's the din? Right? Sosri Ubone Beikaita Besitva, Ubone Beisitva Kaita. So what were they, what's the chiddush? They had another place. What's the that mokim mitzluya shusa? What's the v'hanei milu star beknishta beidna lebegilat sluya be? So the Yad Ramah says that the chiddush of here is that I have a shul out of season right now. So out of season, I'm allowed to dismantle a shul. The kema the havelu tsara l'tsuya v'satva v'kaita or v'kaita v'satva mizarzin evshayu v'loy pashe. Then the Yad Ramah says, no, the reason is not because no one's using the shul. The reason is because since the not being able to go to the Hamptons and daven, so that tsar, we are going to be mizaris and we're going to, it's like Rav Ashi moving in. Rav Ashi didn't have a shul in the Hamptons, that was going to do. So he had to move in, right? But the tsar, he didn't have a shul in the country, right? But see, so not a, he didn't have a shul in the country, so he can't go away, so we won't make this happen. We will get the shul up for the summertime. We'll get the shul up, right? So Yad Ramah is saying that's like that the having a shul that you're not using, that's not reason enough. I can't say what's the big deal. I'm not using the shul right now. I will be in the Levilat Sluya Bay, right? Gigoyim Bay Sat Mekaita. So what Yad Ramah is saying is if I have a shul that I'm not davening in, that must be because it's very uncomfortable davening there at a certain period of time. So the hechrech that I have, the discomfort that forces me to have another shul, that's what's assuring me. But it's al mishum shiwasa, right? That's what the Yad Ramah says, and that's why you see from the balance of the Gemara that we're passing the Lishna Kama. Rav Ashi Lishna Kama. The Rei Marzut is Mish Lishna Kama. Okay, so Yosef calls there. What do we know and what do we have to figure out? So we know that there's a din by Rav Chizda that you can't dismantle a shul until you have another shul. Okay. We know that that din was the din that had to be measured, had to be negotiated, had to be discussed in the context of taking apart the Beis HaMikdash. The din that was established for Beis HaKnesses was applied to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Why Chazal made this din, that's what we have in Machlokes. When Chazal made this din, so we don't know yet. We have to say, that's what we know. We know that there's a Machlokes about why Chazal made this din. We know that if we could figure out the reason, then we would have a nafka mina ladina. Right? In other words, Chazal did not make a loy plug. We don't say that, hey, yois, here in my town I have five different minyanim. But I still can't have Tavar V'chista. Why? Because it will be a town that doesn't have five different minyanim. No. So it's not a loy plug. Chazal said, apparently, Chazal made a din, and apparently they said that when the Machloikas, what the din was exactly. Did they say, don't dismantle if you have another minyan? Or do they say, don't dismantle unless you have some strong sense of assurance that you're not going to be pshusa, like you have malchus? Right? So the machlokes is not just a machlokes. The machlokes is that there's no loy plug over here. However we understand the din, it'll have nafkaminas. So that's what we know so far. Exactly what, and that's why it's so important to understand Rashi and Muki Yosef. Because Rashi is saying, if we pass the Yad Ramah, then the din will be, you can't dismantle a shul unless you put something in place to make sure that you will have a shul afterward. This year, next year, doesn't matter. Right? And the Muki Yosef is saying, you can't dismantle a shul unless you know that it's going to be done pronto. There's not going to be any, you're going to be osake in it all right away. Right? Well, what don't we understand is, we don't understand the to what extent we have to, how much effort do we have to exert in order to be in compliant with his din. L'chayra, for me to daven in Beis HaKnesses, I don't have to do more than 36 minutes. For the tzibur, to allow the tzibur to have a Beis HaKnesses, apparently they have to be willing to buy another lot in order to build that shul. They have to be willing to build all the outside walls, and then take apart the inside. The shul needs to fix something inside. So do they have to say, do they have to work with a contractor, but we have, the shul has to be fully functional day in and day out? So we have to be magdir, to what extent did Chazal say, I have to be assuring that we'll have a mokim letzluye? Or to what extent did Chazal say, I have to be sure that I will not delay in building, or I will not abort building? Right? Machlokes Rashi Muki Yosef. If I can set up a system of Rav Ashi, does that mean that it's mutter to build it, or only was that only din in tiyua? If there is a tiyua, and it's not going to fall apart, but it eventually will fall apart. So how does that change the din? Does that mean the whole din is off? Or Rav Ashi saying, no, I still have to figure out how to fulfill Chazal's concerns. Right, so this we have to figure out to the Mishanim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Nesi Kelim to be magdir this din. What's the Ke'im Dei Raisa this din? Every din that Rabbanan has to have a Ke'im Dei Raisa. What's the Ke'im Dei Raisa here? Okay. And then the 2 days in Tosfos. What's the basis for the machlokes of the 2 days? Why would one man d'omer say you don't have to worry about pshia, min you have to worry about? And the other man would say min beis hakneses is negotiable, pshius are not negotiable. What's the nekudas hamachlokes? Why would one give one hesber? Okay, so we have to figure all these things out. Good, okay, meet you tomorrow.